Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women, celebrating 10 years this year. I'm also the six-time best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. You are in the right place. I am so excited that you're here. And I want you to get ready for a juicy conversation today. We're going to be talking about how to amplify your magnetic appeal in love and in life. How to be a powerful force of attraction rooted in your divine feminine so that you can rock your radiance from the bedroom to the boardroom with confidence, and so much more with my special guest, certified intimacy coach Stacey Murphy of TheBlissfulLotus.com. So before I bring Stacey on, let me tell you a little bit about her, because the first time I met her in person, it's exactly what she teaches. I was energetically magnetized to her. She just has this radiant personality. You can tell she's here to serve. And we had an instant bond the moment we met, not knowing that today she would be on my radio show. So Stacey is the queen of juicy love and feminine charm, an international best-selling author, and the founder of Blissful Lotus School of Loving Arts. I just love the name of that. Through speaking, private coaching, and her powerful programs, Stacey teaches women to reclaim their sensual joy, seductive essence, and their self-confidence, moving them from toxic love to relationship bliss so they can feel empowered, desirable, and happy with who they are in their love and sex life. Her powerful Love Goddess signature system teaches women how to love themselves, attract their ideal relationship, and master the erotic skills to blow his mind. Stacey also works with couples and, using tantric philosophies, teaches lovers how to effectively seduce each other, pillars of love, which are mental, emotional, physical, and sexual, so they aren't disappointed or frustrated in their relationship, which, of course, allows them to rekindle sexual intimacy and feel reconnected once again. Well, hello, Stacey, and welcome.
Well, hello, Linda. That was a fabulous introduction, so thank you.
Well, I just love the work you're doing. I think it's so important, and I still remember when we met at a live event. Got to be coming up on 2 years or close to it. We just knew, you know, there was just something about your message that I said, someday I know we're going to connect again, and we did. And what's so important to me is I hear from so many women in my community, and I've experienced it myself at different times in our lives, about feeling disconnected, either from a relationship or from myself. And I'm really thrilled to have you here today to share your wisdom and knowledge because, as I said, so many women are struggling with what I'm finding and hearing is feeling good about their bodies. And there was something on your blog a couple months ago that really spoke to me, and I'd love to read it because I think it will give our listeners an energetic essence of really why you do what you do and what you do. And it said, intimacy and relationships are an art form, and you are the sensual artist. And you ask them to envision yourself crafting a masterpiece, for this is the path of self-discovery, starting with loving yourself. Because this is the first tool of the sensual artist. And you emphasize that self-love and self-nurturing is necessary to truly love one another. And when I read that, I was like, oh, yes. And I love that the emphasis is on self-love and self-nurturing, because that, until we truly love ourselves, we can't show up fully in a love relationship.
That is so true. And it's also more about loving all of who we are and not part of who we are. And that's the biggest thing that I see. You know, when I'm working with ladies especially, I work with a lot of women, and they are capable women. They are strong women, but many of them feel lost with how to be in their divine feminine essence. And to so they can play big in life, right? So they can play big in life. And so that's what a lot of this exploration is all about. And I mean, it started with my own journey, as this always happens, you know. I was one of the walking wounded very, very long time ago after my divorce. And I talk about it a lot in my community. And, you know, you as women, you know, we learn to bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan. But my gosh, my relationships were also burning in that same pan. And when I looked in the mirror, I was like, I didn't even recognize the woman that was, you know, looking back at me, you know, and I didn't recognize who she was. And when I started to go on my healing journey, that's when I was actually introduced to Tantra, right? And one of the things I realized was I was totally forgetting how to be happy in life, how to just embrace the pleasures of life. And so that's where it kind of started me on my healing journey. And today, here I am, about 16 years later, and I'm working with women who are struggling through that same journey of finding who they are and really just loving all of themselves. You know, this is why I say the four pillars of love, because it's mental, it's emotional, it's physical, and yes, it's also sexual. And that's the part where everyone goes, ooh, you know, when they hear the sexual part. And I found out that is a lot of the secret weapon in terms of women embracing that aspect about who they are, you know, so they can walk powerfully in life. So that's kind of where my journey started all those years ago. So, yeah, I just love it. I love it.
And it's something that I'm noticing as a common thread through all of the shows that I've done so far, which are with women like you, that our mess becomes our message, right? And that's why I love highlighting women like you. You, from your own experiences, led you to the transformational work you're doing in the world now. And to me, that makes it even more powerful, right? Because you can compassionately connect with a woman on the path or on the journey or with her struggles because you've been there, right? And I think that makes us a better coach, a better leader, a better communicator when we've walked through that. So you must hear that a lot from your clients, because you're able to hold space with them from a place of experience, not just expertise. You have both, but I think we resonate with those who've been there.
Yeah, because what happens is many times for women is to say, you know what, you're not alone, right? You're not alone. You're not the only one that is going through this or has gone through whatever the challenges may be. And what we do is we give them hope. And because many coaches, including myself, you know, we don't have like, you know, fairy dust that was sprinkled on us and we're, you know, something more special than anybody else. You know, we're made of the same stuff that every other woman or person is made of. And it came down to, you know, having an awareness, recognizing that there's more to life than what I'm experiencing, and even to admit to yourself, you know what, I'm just not happy. I am just not happy. And just owning that, being truthful about that, because when you are truthful about that, then you can make change, right? You have to first admit there is an issue or challenge or situation, and then you can make change. And that's what it was all about. And when I saw what was missing in my life, which was I was living so much in my masculine energy. It was about do, 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 be, you know, produce. You are what you, you know, your definition and your worth in life is based on what you do, right, for a living or something like that. And, you know, that is not the feminine way. And that's what I learned, what was really missing in my life. It was I was too much in my masculine and totally seeing my feminine essence or my femininity almost like a liability, right? And so I had to learn and love me again because I am a woman and we are the divine feminine. So I had to learn to love that aspect and see it as a strength versus a liability. And that's what led me to the teaching and the coaching that I do right now for ladies who are in that same quandary, because I hear it all the time, you know, from my clients. And so it's something that it's all about rebalancing and accepting who you are. And that's the first part that I start with my ladies is loving who they are.
And that's so important. I want to dive in even deeper on that when we come back from the break in a moment, because I agree. Without balance between masculine and feminine, whether it's in within ourselves, within the world, within every aspect of our beings, we will always be struggling because it's supposed to be in balance. We're not supposed to be too far one way or the other. And I love that what you said you realized it, basically, that you were out of balance. And I love that you were vulnerable enough to share that for a time in your life, you felt like it was a liability to be feminine or weak because you associated femininity with weakness. And I'm sure, Stacey, a lot of listeners on our call may be struggling with that. So we'll be back in a moment with Stacey Murphy of TheBlissfulLotus.com to talk more about this important topic.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Linda Joy, host of Inspired Conversations, and today I'm having a beautiful conversation with Stacey Murphy of TheBlissfulLotus.com, and right before the break, we were talking about how important it is to be in balance in your masculine and feminine energies. So let's pick it up right there again, Stacey, because is that what you're finding is a great struggle for a lot of your clients and the women in your community is they are out of balance, either one way or the other?
I mean, very out of balance. And ironically, what I see with the women that are in my tribe and the women that I coach and the women that I talk to, it is disproportionately they are so much more in their masculine than they are in their feminine. That's how I disproportionately see it. And what happens is, you know, because I was a child of the 70s, right? I was a child of the 70s and the 80s. That's when I was growing up. And back then it was, you know, women's rights, women's movement and all of that, which is something that was desperately needed. It still is needed in our society, right? And what happens is, with all of those wonderful strides that we had, that we made, what got left behind is women's appreciation for being a woman. And so now it is, how can we balance, you know, going after what we want, taking the initiative, you know, really achieving and playing big in the world, and still be in our divine feminine nature, which makes us really, really strong. And so what I share with my ladies is, when you combine the both of those aspects, and you balance them within yourself, that is when you are a true feminine power. And many ladies kind of think it's one or the other, and I say it's both. Because think of it this way, I'm really big on visuals. It's like a perfect, the yin-yang symbol is a perfect example of how we, as people, will balance our masculine and our feminine, especially when it comes to even being in relationships. So, you know, our greatest power as women is our feminine essence, and we have masculine energy within us. And, of course, men, they are primarily, you know, that masculine energy, and they have a bit of feminine energy in them. And so what ends up happening is, when women kind of dump and saw their feminine nature as a liability, that is what also made our relationship go out of whack at the same time, because we were no longer relating to men and our partners in a way that was fluid, right? In a way that was fluid. And there were these major role reversals that happened and things of that nature. And so this is why some women are like, why do I keep having these relationship issues? Why do I keep having power struggles in my relationships? And the relationships can be, you know, intimate relationships with a partner, a lover, a husband, or, you know, even if you're a wife, if you're a same-sex couple, right? Or the relationship could be the relationships at work, their relationships with friends, you know, any of those interactions, because they're all relationships. And it all goes down to really embracing who you are. And when you are doing that, that's when women are the most confident about themselves. When women love who they are also more open to, they have a more open heart. They're more receptive to be with people, and they're happier. They're not, you know, always tearing themselves apart and things of that nature. And so that's what I work with primarily with all of the ladies is, you know, self-love is not being selfish. You know, self-love is self-care. It's self-nurturing. And it's self-acceptance. And when I finally learned this for myself, I was just like, thank God. I was like, finally. And I said to myself, it took me this long to wake up to this, but I always say better late than never. You know, you're always learning from the cradle to the grave. You're always learning, and I started learning the lesson when I was in my 30s. It was after I had my daughter, and after, you know, I got divorced, and that's when I, you know, woke up and out of my comatose state as I was in, and really started to experience and enjoy life. And that's why I say, you know, it's about women being essential artists, and your intimacy, your connection with yourself and others, you know, it's like a masterpiece, and you are creating that masterpiece. You're your own Michelangelo, right, in your life, because it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be an adventure. It's supposed to be like an exploration, and not like you're sitting on pins and needles, because that's not, you know, the law of attraction doesn't respond favorably, you know, to the anxiety and the fear. So, you know, my basis of what I do is all about, like I said, the law of attraction. You know, if you visit me on my website, you know, I always teach my ladies, law of attraction is 50% what you think and believe. That's only half of law of attraction. And the other half of the law of attraction is you attract and you manifest who you are, right? You manifest who you are. So that's why it's important to pay attention to you. And it's not selfish and it's not narcissistic. It is actually self-love. And, you know, ladies that are listening to this and they may go, you know, wondering how that plays out. I said, well, think about like when you're on an airplane and they do those emergency instructions. What's one of the first things they tell you, Linda? If we lose cabin pressure, you're supposed to put your face mask or your oxygen mask on who?
On yourself first.
Exactly. They say put it on you first before you help anybody else. Because if you have no oxygen, you are no use to anybody else. And that literally is what self-love is about. It's about giving yourself the breath of life first. That way you can be a magnet of attraction to all of the people that are around you. You can be of help and be of service to all the people that are around you because you have a core solid base. And I just take the yummy approach to getting there.
Yeah, but I love what you're teaching because it's one of the greatest struggles and topics that comes up time and time again in the Aspire Mag audience. It's self-love, self-care, and the big word, the G word, guilt, right?
Yeah.
When you're working with someone and those feelings come up, because I think it's generational, I notice it with certain age groups, it's really ingrained of, oh my God, I mean, I have children, I have a husband, I have a job, I have to be last on my list. And I know that you're dedicated to shifting that so that women put themselves at the top of their list, as we just discussed. What's something you do when that guilt comes up?
Well, the first question I would even ask the people, you know, the people that are listening to this, is what purpose or what benefit is the guilt serving you? So tell me, you know, I would ask them, what benefit is it serving you? And many times they would say, no, it's not benefiting me in any way. So I'm like, okay, so you need to tell me you are self-sabotaging yourself, and that's the choice that you're making. And then they kind of pause, right? Then the next question I ask them is, all right, for this guilt that you're feeling from this experience, when did this first show up in your life? With who did this first show up with in your life? And I said, you know, it could be a parent, it could be a schoolmate, it could be a teacher, even it could be, you know, your religion or your community. So when did this first show up? So many times they'll say, you know, this is when I first experienced this, that they can remember as a defining moment. So like for the sake of this conversation, let's say they said it was a parent, right? So then I said something like, okay, so you need to tell me that, I said, since this guilt is stemming from your parents, and let's kind of fast forward and say, okay, now that they're in their 40s, and this happened maybe when they were a teenager. So I said, okay, so what you're telling me is that your parents are still controlling your life right now. Mm-hmm. They don't live with you. They may not even be on this earthly plane anymore. But when you act or react, or you take action or don't take action because of a belief that someone else implanted in you, guilt, shame, fear, that other person is actually controlling your life versus you. And what happens when people hear that, they just literally freeze. I've had ladies just start crying when they're like, oh my God. So then I say, okay, now, life is all about choices and decisions, right? So when are you going to choose to take your life back and live your life? And then especially for those whose parents are no longer in this earthly plane, I say to them, would your parents want you to be happy? And they say yes. And I said, well, I think, you know, when they were on this earthly plane, they were kind of going off of beliefs that were here. But now that they are released to spirit, I think they would want you to choose happiness and what would make you happy. And then from there, it's like, okay, now list, what are those things? And I've seen miracles happen just from that one level of awareness that they didn't even consider, that whether it be their parents or a schoolmate that they wouldn't even recognize walking down the street. It's still controlling them like a puppet on a string. And when you have very powerful visuals like that, they're like, oh my God, you know, and they see it in a different way. So that's like one of the first things I ask people about, you know, where is this story coming from? Where did it first start? And you have the power to choose. Because the only thing you have power over is yourself. You don't have power over anybody else, right? You only have power over yourself. And that's where it starts. And that's where I ask them to start with that, to choose to let that disempowering energy or behavior go. And it's the first step in order to step into a bigger version of who you are without being, you know, tied up like a puppet on a string. The level of freedom is amazing when you choose to cut those strings and those cords and stuff. So that's what I tell them. That's the first thing I actually share with them and work with them on doing. You know, and I invite that, the same thing for the listeners, to think about that.
You know what I love about that is sometimes, I find in most times, we have a script running in the background that we take as truth. So we don't even realize it's there controlling our lives. And as you were sharing your process with me, I said, whoa, it's like you're stopping that woman for a moment, stopping, you know, hitting the stop button on the recorder, and you're giving her an opportunity to just be present and say, wait a minute, this is the script that's been running my life. I didn't ask for this. But you give her the power to change the script. Because you can't change what you don't witness and acknowledge.
Exactly. And when women find out, or anyone for that matter, that they truly do have the power, and it's about a conscious choice to not go down the same old road that you've been going in, it is very, very profound. And it changes every single relationship that you have. It changes the relationships that you have with your children. It changes the relationships that you have, you know, interactions with friends, family, coworkers, right? It really starts with you. And one of the things that, you know, I really feel, and everything I teach, I've gone through. Everything I coach, I've gone through, and I've battle tested it, as I say. But, you know, another thing women says, well, how can I change this? I have been running this tape recorder for so long. How can I change this? And because it's so ingrained. And so that's one of the things I had developed for my ladies was, I was like, okay, what's a fun way in which to do this? You know, that's what I call, you know, people know me as the queen of juicy love, you know, and feminine charm. I was like, okay, what's a fun way to do this? Because I see so many heavy hearts that come and they really want to be released. And I said, well, you know what? What I do with my ladies is, you know, I created for myself like a love goddess persona. And that persona is not connected to the guilt. It's not connected to the shame. It's not connected to the fear. And I did this for myself because my everyday Stacey personality was so stuck with the fear of when I was growing up, right? Of have to be the good girl, and if you do this, then you'll get your rewards, and don't upset the apple cart, and all this other stuff that women go through, and I call it the good girl syndrome, and I had it really bad, And so when I created my own, you know, persona, my sexy alter ego, and her name is Scarlett O'Dare, by the way, and when I created Scarlett, she didn't have the baggage that Stacey had, right? She didn't have the guilt. She didn't have the shame. She didn't have the fear. And I created this persona that has everything I wanted to step into so I can feel amazing about myself. She was sassy. She took initiative. But she was uber feminine. And she was not afraid to show her femininity and flaunt her loveliness to the world. And whenever I got stuck in or was hit up with a fear or anxiety, that was Stacey's baggage. I just channeled, you know, my alter ego. I just channeled Scarlett. And at that moment in time, the fear, the shame, or the guilt just miraculously went away. And I just stepped into that fun, sassy woman that was Scarlett O'Dare. And I worked with her for several months till eventually we became one person. And it was one of those things where it was fun and it wasn't heavy and people were reacting to me in, you know, such a dynamic way. And so when we met, I was channeling her big time.
Yeah, we were at a large event, and magnetic personality. And I want to talk more about this, and I have a couple of questions for you too, because I think we're on to something here. And when we come back from our break, I want to talk about it more, and I want to talk about the question: can any woman be a love goddess regardless of age? Because I think that's another myth. So we'll be back in a moment with Stacey Murphy of theblissfullotus.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to experience the unshakable love and unleashed passion you really want? Great news! Discover what thousands of people are doing to transform their relationships in ways they never thought possible. And your partner does not need to participate in the process to enjoy the results you want in your relationship. Relationship expert and Aspire magazine columnist Stacey Martino and her husband Paul are the founders of RelationshipDevelopment.org and Relationship U. They have successfully empowered thousands of clients with tools and strategies that really work to transform their relationship. Any relationship. And your partner does not even need to participate for their proven system to work for you. Transforming your relationship is possible, and it begins with you. Take the first step and visit relationshipdevelopment.org today.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. Joining me today is my special guest, Stacey Murphy of TheBlissfulLotus.com, and we've been talking about some juicy topics, and right before the break we were talking about having an alter persona so you can tap into the energy, the feminine energy that is there that maybe you're not comfortable with. And Stacey, I think that was such a fun way, and when you and I met, remember I said to you, I can still remember where we were sitting, I just said, you have this presence. And that's when I first learned a little bit about what you do. And, you know, here we are today on the show. So what you just shared was so much fun. And I know I can already hear some women going, oh, that's fine, you know, at her age. Or they have doubts because of body size, age, et cetera. So when they hear this, they automatically get that old script. But can't any woman be a love goddess, regardless of age? And let's talk about that a little bit, because I want to get those old myths out of there.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I get that question as well. And, you know, at the time of this, you know, recording and stuff, I'm 48. I'm going to be 49 this year. And when people, you know, see me, they're like, really? And, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's when it comes to seduction, and first, even before I even get into a little bit more about seduction, can you be seductive at any age? I always like to share with women an empowering definition of seduction, because Seduction is also known as charisma. Seduction is also gravitas. Seduction is having a magnetic personality, right? So that's also, those are all, it's also called charm. And the reason why I share that is because women have been forced at this perception that seduction is something sinister or something manipulative. And that was a definition to kind of control a very powerful aspect of a woman's natural feminine essence. See, women are naturally seductive, and it's part of who we are, it's part of our DNA, because that's how we were created, so that we can have that mating game with the divine masculine, okay? And what ends up happening is, because of their energy being more predatorial, it is like that mating game. So we were innately created that particular way, but then it got labeled as something negative. And so women kind of got out of sorts about embracing a part of who they are. So seduction is truly this. Seduction is having the keen ability to entice someone to do something that they want to do anyway. And you have this ability because you create a safe place for them to come out and play with you. So this person can be authentic with you. They can be genuine with you. There are no games, right? And so their mask comes down. And this is what a win-win situation. Seduction is about making the other person feel good as well as you feeling good. It's a win-win situation. That is what authentic seduction is, right? Manipulation is convincing someone to do something they don't want to do. So you win and they lose. So it's not a win-win situation, and that is not seduction. So I always start with that for a lady to have a different mindset about what seduction is, because this is what naturally exists within them. It just manifests itself in different ways in different women, because we're all not cookie cutter. And when it comes to stepping into who you truly are, your seductive essence and your charm, it takes self-confidence. That is the key to having seduction at any age. It is your self-confidence. There are women that are in their 20s, their 30s, that have horrible self-confidence, but they look good, but they're not seductive. And then there are women who are in their 40s, their 50s, and even older, right, more mature, but they have amazing self-confidence. They take care of themselves. They are doing things that they want to do, and they are very alluring to other people. So you don't have to be like a Barbie or a 10 or what we perceive in the media, what a 10 may look like on the outside. Because many people are not that shallow, believe it or not. But it's about relating. And when you step into the room and you're just oozing authentic, you know, self-confidence, authentic charm, authentic magnetism, that is what makes you appealing to other people. Right? This is like what I call your magnetic appeal to men and even women. I mean, I get it all the time, especially like I've gotten comments from people that hear my either coursework on my training or something on the radio. And I will get comments in the videos I do from women. Oh, I just love your voice. I can listen to you talk all day. And I'm like, and that's a seductive element. That's part of charisma, charm, and gravitas, right? It's all part of that. And when you have that and you have that belief within yourself and you want to tap into your natural juiciness, your natural yumminess, that's fun, that's flirty, that's not always so serious every single time, people will gravitate to you and like nobody's business. And that is part, that's a lot of like when we met, you know, I was like, oh my God, there are like hundreds of people here. And it can be a little bit overwhelming. And I was just like, you know what? I was just in my sassy alter ego with my Scarlett O'Dare and just being magnetizing as I was just meeting all these people and remembering this is all fun. And this is, you know, there's nothing to fear and there's no one judging me. You know, those are things that we create in our head. So it was just, you know what, just be yourself. And that is the key, no matter what your age is, no matter what your race, no matter what your nationality, It doesn't matter. It's all about your inner game and what you feel about yourself and confidently projecting that.
And that's so true, because it's one of the key words that you used is when you show up authentically, that's when you're magnetizing, right? Because what I tell my private clients, as well as friends and peers, is when we're wearing masks, the people that we're meant to serve, whether it's in a relationship or as a business owner, they can't energetically find us and connect with us if we're hiding our authentic self behind a mask. It's almost like we're out there, but they can't find us. And so to me, that's really important. And what you were just sharing is you could have allowed that large group, because it was a big event, to smother your essence. But instead, I love that you used the tool where you tapped into your alter ego and allowed her to lead the way so that the old stories wouldn't lead the way.
Correct.
I love that.
You know, when I first came up with this concept, you know, because I did it for myself first, because I had some of these irrational fears that went way back. A lot of it was from judgment or, you know, criticism that I got as a child. I had a really big issue with, I was afraid of people seeing me, of being seen, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah. So when it came to these humongous crowds and things of that nature, and, you know, God forbid if I had to stand up and say something and you have like 100+, 300 eyes just looking at you, I would literally freeze up and I would just kind of get really ill. It was really bad. I would have to sometimes run to the bathroom because I got so nauseous from my nerves. And part of it was because growing up, I was teased relentlessly about how I looked. And so because of that, I had a huge fear of being seen. And that's when I first started working with a persona, because I said, you know, it's just like, you know, wearing a costume at Halloween. You know, at Halloween, we wear these costumes, and for like a night, you know, we act in a different way. We're all in character, and we literally let an aspect of our personality out at Halloween because we give ourselves permission. And I said, well, you know what? The persona is the exact same way. It's the exact same way. So I took it that way. And I said, okay, what is her personality? And, you know, I love classic Hollywood. I feel that's very seductive and alluring and very feminine to me. It's going to be different things to different people. But I created, you know, this whole wonderful persona. And when I had to speak in front of people or be in a large crowd and I felt the anxiety coming up, all I did was close my eyes and I said, okay, Scarlett, just channel into me, girlfriend. Let's go. You know, and she would tell me, it is all good. You've got this. I have your back. And at that moment, the fear that I had was gone. And I was not afraid to be seen. I was not afraid to ask for what I want. I was not afraid to, you know, not everybody may resonate with me, but I said, you know, there will be more people that do resonate with me because I'm being myself.
Exactly.
And I had nothing to lose, you know, to lose. And it was such an amazing process. And it was so much fun, right? And even, you know, I bought new clothes to match my persona. And
well, that's
else.
That's the fun part is being able to shop. And I apologize. When we come back, I want to talk about something in the last segment. I want to talk about the five things that women can do to magnify their personal magnetism. And we're going to be back in a moment with Stacey Murphy of theblissfullotus.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Beautiful one, if you're living your life by default and feeling disempowered, disconnected, and disenchanted, it's time to tap into your goddess power and use that divine energy to create the magical life of your dreams. As part of the Goddess Lifestyle Alchemy Program, creatrix Lisa Marie Rosati guides you through the 12 aspects of your life while tapping into the archetypes, the four elements, the divine, and practical magic. By connecting to the divine and working with universal laws, your life suddenly shifts from going through the motions and struggles to seeing divine love and purpose in all aspects of your life. If you're ready to design your magical life visit Lisa at goddesslifestyleplan.com for an abundance of supportive resources.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, and in this final segment, we're talking with Stacey Murphy of BlissfulLotus.com. Right before the break, I said to Stacey, I said, you know what, I know that you talk a lot about things that women can do to magnify their personal magnetism. So in the last few minutes that we have, Stace, what are those five things?
Well, the first thing in making ladies definitely write this down, because I share this in my five keys of the seductive arts. The first thing is about embracing your feminine power, understanding how feminine power exists within you, because they show up differently for different women. But here are some basic things that are universal. That way it can be a gut check. First of all, tapping into your feminine power. Your feminine power is about being. Right? It's about being versus doing. So it's about being. It's about being open and welcoming. It's about gentle power that's very fluid, and it's about collaboration, right? Where masculine energy is very much about competition, feminine energy is very much about collaboration, right? Mm. How can we do this together? And then your feminine energy embracing that as well is also about being vulnerable. Ooh, that V word.
Yeah.
But vulnerability is one of the strengths of your feminine power. It's not about vulnerability. It's not about being an emotional basket case. It's about being authentic. This is what I always tell my clients. Vulnerability is about being authentic and about being genuine. That is vulnerability. I want you to think of it that way. So that's the first thing about stepping into your feminine power. The next thing is about having amazing body confidence, loving the skin you are in. Right? That is the other thing. Because when you have amazing body confidence, you walk with pep in your step. You walk with pride. You walk with your head held up high. And when people see that, it gravitates. It gravitates them to you. So that's the second thing, amazing body confidence. The third thing is remembering to have fun in life and remembering to be a little bit flirty. Flirty is about having fun, right? Everyone flirts. Even babies flirt. I always tell
you,
even babies are being seductive. Because what is the one thing that babies do more often than anything? They are smiling. They are happy, right? And when you see a baby smile and they're happy, you just kind of go into them and it makes you smile. So this is why it's important to be, remember to have fun and to be flirty at the same time. Then the fourth element that I teach in the seductive art is, not only is it important for you to understand yourself, but it's also important for you to understand the divine masculine, all right? It's also important for you to do that. So when you understand men and how they think and how they do things, this also fosters more of collaborative relationships. relationships that don't have power struggles, relationships that have understanding, relationships that have great communication. Now, what happens is, here's what's interesting. Sometimes I get asked, well, what if it's a, you know, a same-sex couple? It still is the same way, because even in same-sex partnerships, one person has more feminine energy and one person has more masculine energy, even within a same-sex couple. So if you're dealing with someone that has more masculine energy, that's how you can translate it and still use that wisdom. And then the last part of that is about learning for themselves to be what I call the CEO in the bedroom, or what I call the chief erotic officer in the bedroom, right? And when women learn to really be friends with their intimacy and their own sexuality, they are more open to life. They're less judgmental. Guilt falls away. Shame falls away, right? Many of those things, you know, like when I say guilt, shame, and fear, all of those fall away because intimacy and sex is one of the most, I would just say, volatile or, you know, taboo subjects in our society, even though we use it to sell everything, but we don't want to have an adult conversation about it. What I find is when women are able to resolve any sexual inhibitions that they have for themselves, it also builds their own self-confidence. They don't get easily offended. They're able to command themselves. Even if someone says something to them that may make them feel uncomfortable, they still stand in their power and they're able to still articulate and communicate their thoughts and ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are the five things that I always share with my ladies to really tap into that, because that is what will make you build your self-confidence within yourself, but then also build your seductive essence and your magnetic appeal in life as well as love.
Mm, I love them, and I want to repeat them real quick before we close, because they're so powerful. Embrace your feminine power. Body confidence. Number three, remembering to have fun. I think that's a big one. Four, understanding the divine masculine. And then five, learning to be the CEO of the bedroom. I love that one. And Stacey, there's so many women on this call who I know are interested and who are saying, oh my God, I need this. So I want to personally say, everyone, please visit Stacey at theblissfullotus.com. Her site is filled with resources, wisdom, and expertise. Learn more. If something during this whole conversation was resonating, going, oh my God, this aspect is really speaking to me, don't put it off anymore, because we all need that support and guidance. And Stacey, I want to thank you for joining me today, for being a part of the Inspired Conversations radio show, and just sharing the truth of who you are.
Thank you so much. I love the community, and it's just my passion to really help women to play big in life. You know, just like, you know, really truncating what Marianne Williamson has said is, the world doesn't benefit by you playing small. So this is all about teaching women to play big in their own life. And when they do that, they are an inspiration to other people that are around them. So,
well, that's what you are, my darling, an inspiration. And I want to...
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to thank everyone for joining me for today's Inspired Conversation show. I will invite you to listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations with visionary women, just like Stacey, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. And you can do that at subscribetoaspire.com. And until next time, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, and soulful living.